This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey, I'm Ben.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm in studio. And there's a reason why I can't wait any longer. Ashley has teased me for a long time saying she's got some news. I think I know what it is.
Act like you haven't known.
I don't know, Ashley. There's a lot I don't know. So I want to learn along with the listeners. I'm just going to pull my seat back, grab my water, relax, and let Ashley tell us what it is we've all waited for.
Okay. That's so awkward.
Is it?
Yes. You, okay.
Ashley.
You and okay. You want me to say, my big news is that Jared, as in Jared Haben, my love from Bachelor in Paradise season 2 and 3, and one of my best friends for the past 3 years, is now my boyfriend. Oh, you make me almost, I'm going to cry.
Take a second. Cry a little bit if you need
to.
Be a better podcast that way.
You know what's funny is like you can think about that stuff, but as soon as the words start coming out of your mouth, that's when you get teary. Does that happen with you too?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think most of the time when I have a big announcement or something really heavy on my heart, when I finally start speaking about it is when it becomes true. And you've,
yeah.
I mean, I want you to share with our listeners your story from whatever perspective you want, but you've waited to tell people for a long time.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not gonna slap a timeline on it, but we've been dating for a few months and I just, you know, I think that we've always had so much scrutiny of our relationship in public. And I think we just kind of wanted to hide for a little bit, especially at the beginning, you know, during that weird transition. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a weird transition, but to go from really good friends to boyfriend and girlfriend, I guess things could go weary, but it definitely didn't. It was the most natural transition ever. And now Jared's always like, can you believe a couple months ago we never kissed? We like didn't kiss. I didn't touch you. And I'm like, I know.
That Do you guys was, kiss now?
That was all on you. That was all you. And he's like, I don't know why I didn't do this for so long.
And now you guys kiss?
Yes.
Like with tongue?
Sometimes.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. Ashley, let's start at the beginning.
You know, I'm not a huge tongue person.
I mean, I watched you on Souls this season. I saw.
I did.
All right. This is about Jared, Ashley. All right. Here's the thing. You came off Winter Games in a relationship with somebody. And I think everybody out there is going to be asking the timeline. And that's not necessarily important. There is no crossover. There is no weirdness
there was
here.
No crossover. I never cheated on Kevin or anything like that. But did Jared talk about his feelings for me before everybody witnessed it on the Winter Games? Yes. And so all of this, because it's such a long story, like there's 3 years, there's 2 televised chapters in our story, and then there's another televised chapter of me individually. Mm-hmm. So we put together an episode of my YouTube series, The Story of Us. It's, you know, the past season that aired in March was all about different couples and the stories of how they met and fell in love and all like the big significant points in their relationship. So I thought, what better way to really explain all the nuances in our story? Because there are so many details and things that happened that will make it all make way more sense to Bachelor Nation why we weren't together and why we are now once they watch this.
So for everybody out there listening right now, outside of all the television, outside of the shows, you have a boyfriend. His name is Jared. This is very personal to you. And I actually have talked to a few people who have been around your relationship. And I didn't exactly know what was going on. I knew that you guys were together. I didn't know how serious it was. And
yeah, it was weird. When you asked me last week, you said, it's going really good, huh? And I'm like, Ben, it's like going better than good.
I had no idea.
We talk about like our kids and our literal rest of our lives together.
And so this is very real and very personal. And it's something that is really intimate and has taken a while to get there. Ashley, I want to start this whole thing because we need to talk about it. Who is Jared to you?
Oh, stop. You're going to make me cry.
That's okay.
He's my person.
That's the point.
He's my soulmate.
And when did you find this out?
I think the first day I met him, but this is why you have to watch our story.
No. This is why you have to talk about it here.
No.
Ashley, how has Jared's feelings transformed for you then? She's crying right now, which is one of the best things ever. Not because she's crying, but because she's so happy. And these are good tears. And I'm going to take a picture so that everybody sees this at some point later.
I think this marks the first time I cried on the podcast.
Hey, Ashley.
It's really complicated.
I love you.
It's really complicated. In a way, he was harboring feelings for a while, but he didn't want to come out with them until he was 100%. Or honestly, he kind of said he needed an earthquake. And then he got his earthquake. And then he told me. And then he's been like super happy and amazing. Like he was in such this dark place for a while. And now he's just like a mush ball in the best way. And he's like so full of love. But yeah, he obviously explains like all these weird dark feelings and like guilt and shame. And like all this was going on inside him. And he explains it all in the story of us, which you guys can watch, because we really felt like we needed to sit down together as the two of us and really go through step by step of how it evolved, because people didn't get to see a lot of it. And I'm done.
Hey, Ashley.
Yeah. There's the laugh cry.
Do you love him?
Yes, I love him very much.
Does he love you?
Yeah. He's so cute every day. He goes.
Oh. This is the moments where a podcast just doesn't do it.
He goes every day. He goes, "Do you know how much I love you? I don't think you know."
Ashley.
All right, there you go.
Take a second.
I feel like I just maybe needed a good cry.
Actually, the silence
Emma's
says it all on this.
Emma's makeup is gone.
That's okay.
Emma had done my makeup today, and now it's ruined.
Ashley Iaconetti, everybody, is in love with Jared Haven.
So cute.
I'm going to take a second here. We have seen a roller coaster ride for Ashley and myself on this podcast. And this podcast has been a great place to be vulnerable, to be transparent, to try to release all of our weirdness. And we've been criticized because of it. And you know what? The point is, we want to relate, and the podcast has been therapeutic because it allows us to talk. And I'm sitting here with my wonderful co-host, Ashley, who I've been on a show with now, who I've seen take a step into a relationship with somebody who's a great guy. And then I've seen her get swept off her feet by somebody that she was in love with for a long time. And she's now been told, "I love you. I love you."
Yeah.
And if you don't believe in love, everybody, if you don't believe that real love exists, then come sit in this studio with me right now. I'll prove it to you. Ashley will prove it to you.
Taylor Swift said something at her concert this week.
Of course. Of course she did.
She said that she finds it so important to tell stories of high emotion and be so expressive about every period that she goes through, because that helps people not feel like they're alone or they have something to look forward to. And we need those stories that people can relate. Anyway, I didn't do that very well. I didn't explain what she said very well, but I've been thinking about it a lot.
Oh, Ash.
Okay.
We love you.
Thanks.
We've been waiting for this for a long time. The time is now. Ashley, we've waited so long for you to fall in love. I've been checking my movement watch for a long time, and you need to check yours. You guys have heard us talk about movement. You know those two college dropouts that started their own company? This company has grown like crazy, And now, with almost 2 million watches sold in 160 countries, they continue to revolutionize fashion on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. I don't know if you've checked out their site lately, but they have doubled the number of watch styles, and they are still expanding. In the past year, they've not only introduced a ton of new watch collections for both men and women, but also expanded to sunglasses and fashion-forward bracelets for her. Movement watches are all about looking good and keeping it simple. Movement watches don't tell you how many steps you've taken or blow your wrist up with text messages. It tells time, and it looks good doing it. Movement watches start at just $95. At a department store, you're looking at $400 to $500 in value. Movement figured out that by selling online, they are able to cut out the middleman and retail markup, providing the best possible price. Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movement.com/almostfamous. That's movement, MVMT.com/almostfamous. See why Movement keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection. Go to movement, MVMT, MVMT.com/almostfamous. Join the movement. Now, the very beautiful, the very talented, the very non-now dateable, Becca, the bachelorette in the half.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Congratulations. You announced this morning that you are engaged.
I am.
The process worked for you.
It did. No one can see this, but my smile is just hurting my face right now.
Happiness looks good on you, Becca.
Thank you.
How is it last, like, I don't know, what has it been, 12 hours since you've announced that you're engaged? What does it feel like?
It feels great. I texted him this morning, and I was like, it's finally out there. Obviously, I can't say who, but it's just... I can't wait for the season to start, first of all, because I'm excited to see what I missed, and I'm just excited for it all to play out and for everyone to see this time around. It worked again so much more, and I'm just the happiest.
Is it you look glowing.
Thank you.
I mean, like, I remember for me, that first couple hours when you could actually release it, because
yeah.
It is. It's a scary, you know, interviews are scary when you're hiding so much.
Right. And I have no poker face.
Yeah.
And so we were deciding, you know, how much do we release? How much do we keep to ourselves? And I'm like, look, anytime somebody asks me, I just start smiling and I can't always keep it together. So it's good that it's finally out there.
That's so funny that you say that, because my mom always tests whether my sister and I like a guy or not by saying, can you say his name with a straight face? Mm-hmm. So if I were to, like, just, you know, roll through your guys right now, the one that you have the big smile when you say his name, I would know who it was. But I want to be surprised.
I'm going to cover my mouth the entire time. So
okay.
You don't know.
I want to be spoiler free though. So I'm going to look down.
Okay. We're going to run through them. Alex, Blake, Chase, Chris. All right, we'll do that later. I would love to run through every guy on this list. And I'm telling you, Ashley, I mean, this is what, our second season of The Bachelorette. And I feel like I'm getting better and better at judging these guys. And she's got a good looking group.
She does. I knew this from when I did interviews with some of your guys for Access before the season started. And I was like, wait a second.
I had my work cut out for me.
Yeah, they're good.
Got a tan group. There's like this Jordan guy. He looks like he's gold. What's
he
wearing?
Jordan may be wearing makeup.
Jordan is a model.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He puts a lot of time into his appearance, and it works.
Yeah, he has some tinted moisturizer
love
on.
Time into the appearance?
We called him Captain America for a while.
Oh, my gosh, that's accurate.
I'm assuming you still don't call him Captain America, do you?
I think everybody will know from the first episode that he is not your man.
Yeah.
With that, let's move in. We have a lot of listener questions. Ashley.
Let's start off by asking a question from Katie. She said, why did you become the bachelorette instead of just marrying Ben instead? After we had you on the podcast last week for the Vegas episode, everybody was like, I'm sure Becca's really happy with who she picked during her season. But she and Ben are so cute together, and I have to kind of agree.
I'm going to let you play this one out, Becca.
I will say, so one of the places we went to, we stayed at this beautiful resort, and we were walking around, and there was a guy who had just gotten off of a boat with his family, and I think he was a little bit tipsy, and he was from Denver, and he's like, Ben's your guy, go with Ben. And then I saw him like 20 minutes later, and he's still yelling about Ben. I'm like,
I like this guy.
I've never met Ben, but...
No way.
He loved you.
Awesome.
That's really sweet. That doesn't answer the question, Becca. Anyways, let's move on. Hey, what is your favorite place you traveled to?
Well, I don't think I can say all of the places we went to this season, okay. But I will say last year in RA season, I think one of my favorite places was Paris. And we had only been there for a couple of days. We really only had one day to walk around and explore, but it was beautiful. And I want to go back there so bad.
Maybe you'll do it with your love.
Maybe. Mm.
That's nice. Isn't Paris the city of love?
I think so.
It is.
I think so.
I've heard underwhelming things about Paris.
Oh, really? I think it's just because they don't love us Americans.
See, I was kind of nervous to go there because I knew that, but their food is so incredible there.
So buttery.
They have like the weirdest thing, their soup. Everywhere got soup there and it was so good.
Mmm.
And their wine and cheese.
Creamy, creamy stuff. That's why. Loaded up with butter and milk.
Creamy stuff, Ashley. All right. this is always a question that I get, and I think it's one of the better ones that people ask me consistently, is how did Ari's season prepare you for being the Bachelorette?
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, it's interesting because I'm the only person to have gone through the entire season, was engaged, had happy couple weekends for a while, and then obviously that ended. So I really feel like I was pretty well-rounded into everything that went on. And I also learned from his time, his season, the things that he did and said. It helped me realize what I want to do in a relationship and with these guys and what I want to say or maybe not say, what I want to do or maybe not do with them. And so I think I just went into it with the mindset of I want to respect every guy here, everyone's time, and to just treat them how I would want to be treated. Mm. And I just learned that through, you know, interacting with the girls on Ari's season and with Ari himself.
Do you feel like you have more respect or less respect for Ari now that you've gone through it?
Definitely more. And I've said this multiple times. I can empathize with him a lot more just knowing, you know, it's tough. And if you're doing the entire journey right, you're definitely falling for people and feelings are building for more than just one person. And so being on this side now, I can definitely see where he was struggling at the end.
That's what I was going to ask, actually, because at the super tease at the end of your episode, you say that you fell in love with two people.
I haven't even seen the super tease yet. I have homework to do.
Well, Becca, at one point in your life, you said that you fell in love with two people. Hey, there's no judgment in this room.
Yeah.
We get it. We get it.
It all started with Ben, and then everybody started falling in love with people.
Just people started to actually talk about it.
Yeah,
that's the first time anybody actually, you know, had the cojones to say, yeah, I actually like a lot of people here.
I will say there's just a lot of love throughout the entire season with not only some of the guys, but with the entire crew and the producers. And one spoiler, I met Wayne Newton's monkey on one of the dates. Oh my God, his name is Boo, and I fell head over heels right away. I'm like, season is over. It's me and Boo for this.
It's not surprising to me that Wayne Newton sweeps the Bachelor off her feet. At what? How old is he? Like 70? 75?
Wayne Newton.
Great head of hair on the fella.
Great head of hair. Yeah. He's just the nicest guy.
He would steal your heart some way, somehow.
He sure did.
Gosh. Done that to so many people.
His wife stole my heart too. They're both amazing.
Oh, he's married.
Becca, after night one, how many do you feel were legitimate contenders for your heart?
So after night one, I don't know. I think at that point I didn't know, but I definitely, well, I will say I had a journal throughout the entire season. And after night one, there were five guys that really stood out to me that I wrote about in my journal.
Okay.
I tried to keep a journal. I made it 2 days. I look back
hard.
The other day. It's really hard. Yeah.
Because usually last season on Ari's time, I would journal every single day.
Yeah.
And this time I had to do it like once a week. Usually when we would travel, because that's the only time I had.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult.
I remember on Crystal season, I did it once a week, which that's nothing. But then I couldn't keep up the rest of the other ones.
Yeah, I gave up. I mean, I would love to. I think it's a good habit and something you're going to look back on and appreciate, hopefully. It was really good for me, honestly, looking back post-relationship for me and seeing kind of that first moments when we met and then progressing through the whole, you know, journey together to kind of see maybe where, you know, the questions I didn't ask. It actually helped me be a better dater, I hope, now.
Well, that's what one of one of the producers told me, who I was really close with, she, at one point halfway through, she's like, just go back and read your journal. If you're ever confused about anything, go back and maybe that'll give you some insight. And so I did that, and it was fun to see where my feelings changed throughout the entire time with some of these guys, where they progressed, where they started to diminish. And it's fun. Last season I did it too, watching, you know, I wrote every day, and then every week I would watch it back as the show would air. Mm-hmm. And so I could kind of laugh back and remember the funny moments that didn't always make it on TV. But yeah, it definitely gives a lot more insight to the right questions, what you want, what you don't want in a partner. It's helpful. At least for me, it was.
I can imagine. Speaking of asking the right questions, we have to ask the right questions about the stuff that we put on our body. Ashley, with that, will you tell everybody about Lola, please?
What do you mean? What do you mean put on your body? Because you put tampons, Lola, tampons,
yeah,
in your body? You know that, right?
Same difference, Ashley. Same difference.
Well, they also have pads and liners, so that you kind of do put on your body.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan of those.
Okay. Would you prefer a girl? Never mind. We're not going to go there. But I will tell you a little bit about Lola. I've used these tampons before. Is that TMI? They are really awesome because they're 100% natural and they make you feel good because you know you're not putting any unnecessary ingredients in your body. Unlike other brands, Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, and liners. All their products are 100% cotton, no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetic dyes. It's so funny because so many people care about what they eat and what they put in their body that way, but you're not thinking about what you put in your body at the other end of it. So Lola,
I think about it sometimes.
So they decided to make something that is simple and 100% natural, but also customizable. So you can basically put in a couple light tampons. You could put in a couple regulars, some jumbos for the heavy part of your cycle. It's a customizable subscription, so you don't need to go to the drugstore. They're going to send you a box with all your specific needs right to your door. You can decide how many boxes you have delivered to your door. You can make it a monthly shipment. You can cancel, skip an order, or modify your subscription at any time. The FDA actually doesn't require other brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products, and most of them don't because of that. But Lola is 100% upfront. They don't use the mix of synthetic ingredients like the others do. Some others have polyester in them, or they are treated with harsh chemical cleansing agents and fragrances and dyes. You don't get that with Lola. And you can get your Lola, which, you guys, by the way, it feels like regular tampons.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be like hard to get up there.
Nope.
You can get them for 40% off at My Lola, that is MYLOLA.com. Enter the promo code, which is BachelorPod, when you subscribe. That is My Lola with the promo code BachelorPod.
Becca, did you, looking back now on the season, without hearing, this is pre public's opinion of how you handled things. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, just, and this is not about me, I failed miserably. You're going to kill it. I've already seen the first episode. You're amazing. This whole season I'm excited for. But when I sat in your position, this is not to scare you. You're going to be great. But to scare you a little bit. It
no
wasn't
pressure.
Until the final weeks of my season of The Bachelor that I really felt the pressure from the outside world. Because I did. I had told two people I loved them. And then all of a sudden the criticism started to come.
Yeah.
Is there anything on your season, you don't have to give specific examples, that you look back on now and you say, I maybe made a mistake or I should have handled it differently?
I mean, I'm sure I'm going to get backlash on really everything because people always have things to say about everything. But right now, I don't think I have any major things that I regret or that I would take back. Mm. And, you know, living in the moment for certain things, sending people home, it's like, for me, there's not a rule book on how you break up with somebody. And I'm sure that there are things that I missed when sending somebody home or that I should have said or didn't say. But overall, I think I handled every situation how you know, that was right for me. I don't know. Yeah, nothing major that comes out, though.
I mean, we're going to make mistakes and breakups.
Yeah.
That's the case.
And that's the thing. It's like when I would end things with the guys, I always wanted to try and give a reason, at least so they had something, you know, that they would know it's not them specifically. It's just like how I'm feeling. And that's where I think I struggled the most was sometimes I just couldn't give a reason other than I just don't feel it all the way and I just don't see it. And I think that was tough for some of the guys, but I didn't want to waste anyone's time.
Like Ashley said last week. There's a chemistry aspect. When you just don't feel it, you just don't feel it.
Exactly.
No, you have to say it or it's just going to get worse and worse for them.
Right.
What kind of season should we expect with you? Is it going to be like a Caitlyn JoJo season where it's pretty obvious the entire time? Not maybe not so much to the audience, but you yourself knew the entire time who you were going to pick, who your soul wanted? Or is it going to be maybe Ben's holding up the pictures? Or is it going to be more like a Rachel season where it's going to be you're a little bit torn between two or a couple guys like she was with Peter and Brian?
I think it's going to be a nice mix of a Caitlyn JoJo and a Rachel. And you'll see it all unfold. I surprised myself throughout it, too.
I've liked Caitlyn JoJo and Rachel. If I get a mix of all three, I feel like that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you'll get that this time, guys.
The Bachelorettes kill it. They're so great. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a little bit of a surprise for you. We have a special guest on the phone. Hello, special guest.
Hello, everyone.
Do you know who that is?
Keep talking.
Keep talking.
Veronica, is that you?
Is this Caroline?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, what's up?
I'm sorry, I just yelled so loud into the mic.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I heard that one.
I'll back up a little bit. Hi, how are you?
What's up? How's it going?
I miss you.
I miss you, too. You look so exciting. Like, you literally look so happy at everything that I'm seeing.
Oh,
what's
am.
It like to be that happy? Tell me.
You'll find out soon enough, maybe.
Caroline,
what?
You're sitting, where do you live right now? Where are you at?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I'm actually like about to go show a house right now. I totally forgot we were doing this today. And I was like, hi, who is this?
Sounds perfect. So, everybody forgets about us. Just, yeah, don't worry about
I
that.
I just don't know what day of the week it is. I don't know.
Girl, so, same.
Could you tell from a distance that Becca was happy? Could you tell just by looking at the pictures and seeing her in interviews that something different was happening with her?
She is shooting sunshine out of her ass. Like,
shooting sunshine like out of her ass. That's a picture for The Bachelorette. Yeah.
There you go. No, she always has been like a really happy person, but she's glowing. So,
Caroline, I can't wait to hold you again.
I know. I miss
get
you.
Our blankies together.
Caroline, before we head out here, because we have a couple more surprises for Becca, can you give Becca...
More surprises?
We have a ton.
Girl.
You're the best, but we have a little bit. What advice or encouragement do you have to say to send Becca off here?
Well, when I saw her recently, I gave her some advice, and I hope that it worked.
She did.
I think like it might have, but I mean, I don't know. I think, I don't know what to say. I don't know, Ben, what am I supposed to say to her here? Like, just good luck. I mean, she seems like she doesn't need it.
Caroline,
she seems like stupid happy, so.
I will say that bit of advice, I'm not going to give it away because I want people to watch it and hear it from your mouth, but it was probably the strangest, most solid bit of advice I've ever received. And
it's good, right? It's a good one.
Yeah.
We could not expect anything less from Caroline. Caroline, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
I love you.
I wish it could be longer, but I love you guys. And take good care of my girl for me over there, okay?
I'll call you soon.
All right, later, losers.
Bye. Next surprise guest.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Guessing game part two.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Kendall?
No.
Hi.
Am I a bad friend?
You're not a bad friend at all. One more guess.
OCN!
Hi!
Hi, how are you?
I couldn't hear what you were... I'm good, how are you?
Good. Okay, now I can totally tell it's you.
Okay.
I miss you.
Good. I miss you too, how are you?
Good! Are you in LA right now?
Yeah, I just picked up lunch. I'm walking back to the office right now.
Oh.
CN, we're super happy that you're on the podcast. We've been talking to a few of Becca's closest friends from the show, looking if you have any advice or encouragement to send Becca off with all of our listeners listening.
Oh, to send her off? Wait, can I ask Becca a question?
You can ask her anything you want.
Becca, are you engaged?
I am.
Oh. She announced this morning.
Becca. Remember the last time I saw you, I was like, you guys, I might be engaged. I'm an engaged woman.
Did he pick out a better ring than Ari?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, good.
Where good. Is it? Does this mean you get to wear it now?
No.
Did you announce this? Or no? No. Okay.
Lady K's hiding it from me. Yeah.
Wait, Becca, when do you leave LA?
I don't know exactly. I don't know my schedule,
really.
Okay,
well,
text me. Yeah, I'll text you.
Okay, advice? I don't know. Becca is killing it. I don't even know what advice I need to give her. She needs to give me some advice.
Well, Becca's sitting here just glowing, super excited. When she guessed your name, you should have seen her face. Her smile even went bigger than it already is right now.
Becca, I love you. I'm so happy for you.
I love you so much. Oh, thanks, girl.
I'm so proud of you for surviving that experience again.
We will have to double date very soon.
Yes, I would love that.
Double date.
Triple date?
Triple date. I'm down for the triple date, but did you just say that Sian has a boyfriend?
I do.
Wow, this is an episode of love. Holy cow. Hey, Sian, thanks for coming to the podcast.
Of course. It's good talking to you guys.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. I'll text you soon. Bye, Sian.
Okay, bye.
In our round of surprise guests, we have another one.
Hello there.
Is this Kendall?
Yes.
I knew it.
That was the easiest one yet for you.
Hi.
Oh, man. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Oh, my gosh. How is this whirlwind of everything for you?
It's crazy, but so good. So good.
So are you engaged?
Oh, my God.
Your friends don't read your news.
I know. I'm a bad friend. They're finding out through the news and not me.
I'm sort of a happy ending. You seem like really happy, so I'm so happy for you, love.
Oh, I am. Thank you. I can't wait for you to meet the lucky guy.
I know.
When I say lucky, it's because he gets to meet you.
Oh, wow. You are smooth. She's still in the bachelorette mode. She's quick. She's smooth. She has this little good trait. Yeah. That was a good one, Becca. Nice.
Thanks.
That was impressive. Kendall, we're asking all of Becca's friends to come on. And if you have any encouragement or just any words for Becca now that all of our listeners are listening, what would that be?
Oh, gosh. I mean, Becca's like a power woman. I mean, I think she has everything handled. And I think, honestly, Becca, you've been through so much that I know that this is just going to be so wonderful and happy for you. So advice, like, I don't know. What advice can you give me about love? Because I don't know if I...
That seems to be the trend.
I was going to say, everybody's saying that. No, I don't even want to give Beck advice. I just want her to give advice to me.
Oh, God, no one needs my advice.
Well, she's an engaged one now.
I know. I was going to say, she's less engaged and found the love of her life. So, I mean...
Keep being you.
Thanks,
Kendall.
Hey, Kendall, thanks so much.
Love you, Kendall. I'll talk to you soon.
Becca, it is clear. This has not been a secret to any of us. You are loved. You are supported. We had, after the final rose, we had these all of your friends in studio at like 11:30 at night, and all they could talk about was how great you are, which is not common in this world, I feel like, to get that much support from people that have been on your season. There was no ounces of jealousy. There was no ounces of enviness. It was just strictly, we can't wait for Becca to be happy. And you're smiling ear to ear right now.
And you have the best teeth.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I always wanted braces. I never had them.
What?
My sister had them and I was so jealous.
You haven't had braces and now what do they look like?
But I know.
God has blessed Becca.
I know. I kind of want them for a month just so I can switch colors out.
Unbelievable. Becca, thank you so much. You are cherished. You are America's Bachelorette. Thanks for coming to the Almost Famous Podcast.
Thank you, guys. You're the best.
Yeah.
I have zero doubt Becca is going to be one of the best bachelorettes of all time. And that's why after this little segment, I want to take a little time to rank our favorite bachelorettes. But before we do, we got to talk about one of my favorite ways to stay in shape, a way that I lost 60 pounds after college. And this was a needed 60 pounds.
This fascinates me every single time you talk about it.
It's actually crazy. It is. I mean, I ate a lot of pizza. I sat on my couch all the time. And it was like that 4 o'clock pizza order would come through in the morning and I'd eat it up with the little cheese sticks.
In the morning? 4 o'clock pizza?
College?
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. Easy.
On the
weekends. Oh, easy. Every day, Ashley. So, but I did lose the weight and I lost it in a healthy way, in the best way, from appropriate dieting, and then also Beachbody. I want to tell everybody about Beachbody On Demand because this really does have a special place in my heart. Beachbody On Demand is an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7. Why is Beachbody On Demand the best? Well, not only have I had success from it, but it has a history of success. This is the company behind P90X, Insanity, which is what I did, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazil Butt Lift. I mean, I'm all about that. Mm-hmm. Done that. Payo, Hip Hop Abs, and more. It has the best trainers. Get motivated by celebrity super trainers you know, like Sean T, Chalene Johnson, and Tony Horton. It's the best programs, hundreds of effective workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weightlifting to cardio to yoga to even dance. Workout on your schedule. Workouts as short as 10 minutes that don't require extra equipment. Access anywhere, anytime. View on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. It's the biggest support community. This is one of the coolest things. When you're going through your weight loss journey, you're going through your let's get in shape journey, it feels sometimes very alone and isolated, and it's hard to stay motivated. Beachbody On Demand has fixed that. The community is over 1 million people. They're currently using Beachbody On Demand. You can join this community, find support anywhere, anytime. Right now, you can get a special free trial membership when you text Almost Famous to 303030. That's all one word. Almost Famous to 303030. You'll get full access to this entire platform for not $19.99, no, for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text. It's easy. Your phone's in your hand right now. I know it. 303030. Text Almost Famous to 303030 today, right now. Do it. All right, Ashley, we have the list of bachelorettes in front of us.
I see.
And in celebration of the upcoming season of The Bachelorette that I think will be one of my favorites, let's rank our top five from number 5 to 1.
Is it season or girl?
Let's go season.
Okay, good, because obviously I'm not going to rank some of my friends.
Let's go season. Okay, Ashley, your number 5 favorite Bachelorette season ever is...
oh my God, can I have a minute? I'm gonna go with Ashley Hubert.
Hey, Ashley Hubert, number 5. Ashley Iaconetti with your number 4 favorite bachelorette of all time.
Andy
Dorfman, season 10.
Yes.
Ashley Iaconetti with your number 3 favorite bachelorette of all time.
Wait. I don't know. JoJo.
Hey, JoJo. Ashley Iaconetti with your number 2 favorite bachelorette of all time.
Emily Maynard.
Emily Maynard. What a successful season for The Bachelorette. I mean, that could have been a huge risk they took, and it just worked out really well. All right.
So great.
Hey, the moment we've all been... This has just been a podcast of moments we've all been waiting for. For the moment we've all been waiting for. Ashley Iaconetti, your number 1 favorite Bachelorette of all time.
Caitlin Bristow.
Oh! I would have to agree. Caitlin's season, I've said it before, her season was so good and so great, and there were so many good moments.
You guys were so great. You had the best bunch. You, my co-host, came from Caitlin's season, and my love of my life.
Wow. That's a big season. That is a big season for you.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of good friends from that season.
Yeah.
Nick.
Yeah.
Tanner. Chris Strandberg.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you've lined them up, JJ.
Yeah.
I mean, you've really infiltrated Caitlin's season. You should have been the Bachelorette. I mean, Caitlin was great. She should have been a Bachelorette. But, like, that seemed to be your season.
That would have ended in a happily ever after, too. But who knows? Jared would have been into me at that point.
I think so. Ashley, here's the question. If you were the Bachelorette during Caitlyn's season, would Jared have been your number one pick?
Yes.
Good for you, Ashley. Look at that. Yeah, love at first sight. Yeah. Ashley, I don't know what you're up to these days, but it sounds like you and Jared are having a great time. Have you checked out Bull and Branch sheets?
Yep, I sleep on them.
Do you like them?
I love them.
They're absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
These sheets, and it's true, I mean, they're nice sheets, like they're high quality sheets, but they get softer when you wash them. It's absolutely unbelievable. Bull and Branch makes the softest, most comfortable, 100% organic cotton sheets you will ever sleep on. Cotton's kind of a theme today. We've got cotton for Lola. We've got cotton for Bull and Branch. They only sell to you online at bullandbranch.com, so their sheets cost less than half of the designer brands and are twice the quality. Let me say this again, because I sleep on them. You sleep on them. We have a lot of friends that sleep on them. Mm-hmm. They're designer sheets. They're half the price, but twice the quality.
Half the price, but twice the quality. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it's awesome. They're made from 100% organic cotton. They start out soft and even get softer over time, like we were talking about. Three U.S. presidents love Bull and Branch sheets. You won't believe how comfortable 100% organic cotton sheets can feel until you try Bull and Branch. You can try them for a whole month. If they're not the most comfortable you've ever slept on, send them back for a refund. That's super nice of them. No risk means no reason not to try. Plus, you'll get $50 off your first set of sheets at bullandbranch.com with promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch. I think you know how to spell branch. .com. Promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS for $50 off your first set of sheets. Bullandbranch.com. Promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. It's worth it. Sleep on them. We're just really teaching people how to sleep on this podcast. I'm realizing that now. Hey, in our final segment, I want to take 1 second here before we get started. And I guarantee you that our emails will be filling up with questions about Jared and Ashley. So make sure you ask us at Ben and Ashley at iHeartMedia.
But before you ask, watch the story of us, because that will actually explain many of your questions.
Yeah, so make sure you watch the story of us. It's important to do that. Ashley and Jared put a ton of time into it. It's just a good love story. There's a good love story existing right now. You need to be a part of it. Make sure you email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. We don't get to do this segment enough because we usually run out of time. And today, we just feel like this is such a good podcast, one that will be one of our favorites and also most listened to, I guarantee it. We want to take some time to read through some of our reader or listener emails. I want to start with one from Sarah. Sarah says, and the title of it is, I know one of the final four from Becca's season.
Mm.
Interesting. I always like these. Let's read it. I haven't read it yet, so let's see where it goes. I'm a Bachelorette fan from day one. I've watched every single episode of every single season, including every single episode of every single spinoff. Wow. Meaning I was 14 when the show started. And yes, of course, I take great pride in that. I was very excited when Becca was announced at The Bachelorette because, as most of America saw, she deserved it over any other girl. I know how Becca feels. Like a lot of girls out there, getting blindsided by a guy is never easy. And she handled the situation like a boss. All of America became Becca's fans that Monday night. I agree. So the really reason I'm writing in is because that I'm even more excited about this season because I know one of the final contestants. We grew up in the same town and went to the school together, as well as hung out in the same friend group. Mm. He dated one of my good friends all throughout high school and most of college. My good friend is actually getting married this fall to an amazing guy, so it all worked out in the end.
Good.
I'd love to help weigh in on your thoughts about this guy once he's revealed as top four. And the only reason I know he made it to hometowns is because I heard through the grapevine, and it was all over the local media, that Becca and the suitor were in the school in the town shooting their date. Hopefully talk to you soon, Sarah. That's really sweet. I bet that's exciting for her.
This is really nice to hear because this girl obviously admires him.
I don't know Becca's final four yet, but what it says is I remember last season, wasn't it, that we've got an email for the final four that was like, I don't like this guy, girl. She's not trustworthy. She's in it for the wrong reasons. It was a pretty scathing email about one of the people.
That was about Mark hell, I think, from last season.
Yeah.
She didn't make it that far, but
I like these emails more.
Yeah, me too.
I like these emails more. Ashley, you got one for us?
Yes. So now that you know, you're the single one on this panel of two, we need to get you married.
Yeah.
Well, Tess wants to be your wife.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. It says, Ben, will you marry us? So, well, let's read on. Ben, like you, I've always been a strong believer in love. And even when I felt I was losing it, I still believed. I truly feel like amidst all of the negativity and difficulty we face in this world, love conquers all. But I have doubted that I would ever find someone to fall in love with. As much as I felt like I would never find someone who loved me I've always felt like I would never find someone who loved me as much as I loved them. I've been told my expectations are too high, I'll never be satisfied, and that there is no such thing as perfect. But that is what I'm searching for. That is true. There is no such thing as perfect, but I do believe that there is someone perfect for me. And I am so incredibly happy to say that I have found him.
Hey, haven't we all in this room except a few?
Marry us. Oh, like she wants you to officiate.
All right, keep going, Ashley.
My fiance, Robert, was born and raised in Geist, Indiana.
Super close to me.
By you. As a graduate of Indiana University, he moved to Milwaukee to work for Kohl's Corporation headquarters, where we ultimately met through mutual friends. 2 years later, we moved back to Indy to be closer to our family. And just days before this past Christmas, he got down on one knee and asked me to be his wife. Of course, I said yes. We are in the midst of planning our December wedding here in Indianapolis. And as you have mentioned on the podcast, you are ordained in the state of Indiana. I can't tell you how much it would mean to us if you married us.
I don't take this lightly, Tess. I am ordained now in the state of Indiana.
Why did you get ordained in Indiana? I knew you were in Vegas.
Because my cousin, my amazing cousin, Rebecca, is getting married, and she asked me if I would marry her and her husband,
her
fiance.
But I want you to marry me and her too.
Just
become a pastor.
Honestly, you to say that to me makes me feel very special, because this is a very serious thing. Love and the commitment of a marriage is something that I don't take lightly. And so to have anybody wanting me to officiate that, for example, I want to pause for 1 second. One of the most impactful moments, I think, of this year will be the sermon that the preacher did at Harry and Meghan's wedding this last week.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, he stood up and he spoke clearly and confidently about what he believed, but he also spoke clearly and confidently about love and how love conquers all, and that love exists and love is real. And that is, when he was saying that, I said, this is a moment in history that I'm watching that Harry and Meghan will remember forever. And so back to this email, Tess, please, I would love to talk to you more about this. Obviously, there's a lot that we would have to work out logistically. So please email me at contact.ben.higgins@gmail.com. But just know this, no matter how this plays out, I am super honored that you've even thought of me to do this. It is a huge deal. And God bless. And geez, let's celebrate love today. I mean, is that the podcast name? What's the name of that? Celebrate love. Jeez. All right. Aww. Final email. Saving myself for marriage. Should I go on The Bachelor? From Becca. Different Becca than The Bachelor.
So many Beccas in our world.
So many Beccas. I'm an 18, almost 19-year-old college student, and I have never been in a relationship, so I'm pretty set on wanting to do The Bachelor after I graduate college. Come on. Bigger dreams. All of my friends tell me that this is a bad decision and to just wait for it to happen. I have a fear that I literally won't ever find someone. Don't we all? I grew up watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and I've always wanted to do it to find my future person. What is your all's advice on this? Okay, we'll pause here. And here's my first advice. If your friends are telling you it's a bad decision, when you say all of my friends are telling me it's a bad decision, it's probably a bad decision.
It's not a bad decision. Look how it turned out for me.
Agreed. You're in a place in life that I bet your friends wouldn't have told you is a bad decision. So whatever is going on in her life, her friend's like, don't do it. Not yet.
She's also 18 going on 19.
Yeah, you got
and
some years.
No, don't do it. I think mid-20s is a great time to sign up.
Yeah. So I'm not saying it's always a bad decision. The Bachelor has been great to me, like I've said. But if all of your friends are advising you not to, I would hesitate to do it. They love you, I'm assuming.
Also, 18, 19 years old without having had a relationship is so perfectly normal. I think you may even be in the majority these days. I know that, you know, back in the day, high school sweethearts was such a thing, but as generations go on, I feel like people aren't getting into serious relationships until their late teens, early 20s.
Ashley, when did you first have your first boyfriend?
Okay, yeah, but like this year.
How old were you when you had your first boyfriend?
Like this year. Yeah, 29.
Yeah. Okay. You're doing fine, Becca. Okay, second part of the email. I'm saving myself till marriage, and I feel like nowadays it is hard to find someone with the same views on that. I would love to marry someone that has saved himself for me, too. When I am dating someone, I always feel insecure knowing that I cannot give them that, even if they say that they are okay with me not wanting sex. I am used to the guy dropping me eventually. If you guys have told me they did not feel good enough for me because I don't drink, do drugs, or have sex, I tell them they're good enough for me. Even though in my mind, I want someone with similar views as me. I would love if you guys could give me some advice because you all give amazing advice. Oh, that's nice. I'm just winging it. And I absolutely love and look up to y'all. Okay. I'm a little confused. Because the email starts with saying that she's never been in a relationship. And then she says, when I'm dating someone. So maybe she's dating and relationship is different, right?
No,
in today's world?
Totally.
Is that something I'm not catching on to?
Because I was going to respond by saying that a lot of the guys that I dated before having a boyfriend would tell me that not so much that they weren't good enough for me, but that they didn't really want the responsibility of being my first. Because then they were like, what if we do this and then I decide that we're not in it for the long haul? I think it puts a lot of pressure on guys to think that like they're going to be with you for almost ever.
Mm-hmm. They'd have to, right? I mean, the separation from somebody being your first as a physical partner carries a lot of weight, and it should. And so here's the advice. You're asking for someone with similar views, morals, life experiences, you, and that's okay. That's great. Becca, you're in this to find your person, not what the world tells you should be your person and not what the world tells you should do. To find your person, if that's something you desire, if you want to find a man who will look you in the eyes and say, I've waited for you. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, not everybody's perfect. There's always going to be baggage. There's always going to be things that they bring into the relationship. But if you're looking for somebody to simply look you in the eyes and say, I've waited for you, no matter what that means, then find him. Somebody would do it.
They're totally out there. Also, I know this is a little bit of a spoiler alert, but in the teaser, the season-long teaser, Colton admits that he's a virgin, and he's not necessarily waiting for marriage, but he's waiting for like the, you know, love and like to feel secure in it. And so if a really hot guy who seems to have it all going on like Colton is a virgin, there are others out there. And you should hold out for them.
Yeah. Or offer. I mean, and I also want to preface it by saying there's a lot of good guys out there. Offer grace to the guys that have maybe made a decision or two that they're not happy about or thrilled about.
Totally.
Or maybe made a bajillion decisions that they're not happy with. But they're coming to the relationship saying, I'm sorry, I'm laying this out here and I'm asking you to love me for who I am today. And that I want to be with you forever. Becca, but I also want to say it is admirable for you to stand on what you believe, and it's admirable for you to stand on what boundaries you've set for yourself in life. Don't sacrifice those boundaries for the attention or admiration of somebody else out there. Stand firm on what you believe is true and right and admirable. I, Becca, am a huge fan of this email. Wait, save yourself. Sex is a very, very, very powerful thing that should not be taken lightly, but also, remember that when you do meet that guy and he does look you in the eyes, grace is also something you can offer.
I love that. Oh, Ben.
Actually, I just think you're a little sappy today.
How are you able to say all the perfect things? You said that so well.
That's,
and I'm not going to elaborate. Every week, I'm like, I'm not going to elaborate on that because why mess with perfection?
That's why we just let you have your soapbox with Jared. It's kind of like a perfect relationship. I'm just going to keep watching that from a distance. I can't wait to like every single one of your pictures on social media. Hey, this is the summertime. The weather is getting warmer. Memorial Day is almost here. School is out. And the FabFitFun Summer Box is at your door. Woo! I mean, I'm telling you, Mark and I are huge fans of FabFitFun. We really are. It's crazy. Let me walk through this with you for a second. Tell me if this makes any sense to you logically. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full size, beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. FabFitFun delivers a box of full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products 4 times a year for just $49.99 a box.
No, it doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't make sense. Full-size products. No samples of anything. It's a fantastic value. Absolutely fantastic. Ashley, you can speak to this too. Many products individually in this box would be valued more than the entire box cost of the box. For example.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the Furio Luna Fofa retail value is $89. And the total retail value of the summer box is over $320. I think for all the listeners out there that are questioning this and like, oh, you know, this can't be true. I'm just telling you, we're going to read through. Ashley, how about you read through the products in the box? I want you to go out and Google them right now. Figure out how much it would cost you to buy these individually. And they're all really great and you'll need them all. And then add up the value and then see if $49.99 is a steal or not. Ashley, tell us about the products.
Okay, so there's a Yumi Kim makeup train case. It's really great. It's going to fit all your makeup. It's expandable. And then there's the Furio Luna. And you guys, I went out to buy a Furio Luna about 2.5 years ago. And it was
$89.
$89. I think this is a little bit of a smaller version, but mine was like $120. And I went out and I spent that much on this. But now you're going to get that plus something from Pier 1. It's a marble ring dish. And you're going to get a beach towel. And you're going to get Tarte Beauty products. It's like this huge palette. I've already checked it out. With a whole bunch of nice, shimmery, sparkling summer colors. And you're going to get it all for only... Well, you're going to get it all for only $49.99. You could get it for even less. You can get it for $39.99 when you plug in our code ALMOSTFAMOUS. But the value of all of it... is $320.
Ashley Simpson, Ashley Iaconetti, Khloe Kardashian, Bethany Frankel, Martina McBride, Ashley Tisdale, Nikki Reed, and Ben Higgins. They all love the FabFitFun box. Add your name to that list right now. Sign up for the FabFitFun box today to get your summer box. It is in limited supply, and these boxes always sell out. Use the code ALMOSTFAMOUS to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and get... and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and get $10 off your first FabFitFun box with our code ALMOSTFAMOUS right now. Do it. This is one of my favorite times of the year. I do enjoy the heat. I love the heat.
I love the heat.
I do enjoy the heat. It makes me feel good inside. I like to get outside. I feel alive. There's one thing that ruins it. It's almost funny to me.
Is this a Ben Bitches?
This is Ben Bitches.
Oh, it is.
With Ben Higgins. Well, the one thing that continues to happen to me is like life plays a little joke on me. It's like God's up there going, okay, Ben, we're going to make your life awesome. Like we're going to make your life so good. But every season of it, we're just going to add a little thing to humble you a little bit, to kind of kick you down a little bit to make sure that you don't get too hyped. Because you got to live life with your heart low and your head high. And this is one way that my heart stays low: allergies. I have allergies to every single thing that exists in this world.
You don't look like you're having allergies.
Oh, I mean, I am so plugged up right now. I can't sleep through the night. I'm coughing. I'm sneezing. I'm wheezing. My eyes get shut. As a child, here's what I'd do. This is disgusting, and I'm going to share it. This is what I do as a child. I my allergies are so bad. I had ragweed and grass allergies.
Yeah,
I have shellfish allergies too, but that's just beside the point. That happens all year round. I would blow my nose, and then I don't know if you know anybody that does this as well.
Would it bleed?
You blow your nose in a Kleenex, and then you'd wipe my eyes because they'd be like, you know, crusty. And I couldn't figure out why my eyes were always so big and enlarged. And it was because I was rubbing my allergenic snot and my eyes as a child. Learn my lesson from the very beginning. But here's what I do today.
You're kind of allergic to your own snot, or was there like
I think it's infection
up there?
No, I don't know what it is. It's just disgusting. Whatever is happening, it's not supposed to happen that way. So here is my segment that I want to take up with my good Lord himself.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Why in the world would you allow somebody who really enjoys the warm weather to also be so allergic to everything that exists outside during the best season of the year? I don't want to count on Claritin.
Yeah.
I don't want to sneeze and wheeze through my night sleep.
Sorry, Claritin.
What I really want to do is be able to walk outside, take a deep breath, and say, "Whoa, God, welcome to another day." But instead, I'm sneezing my way up and down the aisle of everything I go to. I'm sick and tired of allergies. If you have allergies out there and you can relate with me, help me not feel so much like a nerd. Email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. Hey, I really do love this season of life. The weather's getting nicer out. The lake is happening. Winona Lake, Indiana is calling my name very soon. You know what else is calling my name very soon, Ashley?
You're going to take me whitewater rafting.
I'm taking you whitewater rafting in Colorado, but Indianapolis 500. I'm on my way here in 2 hours.
What?
To Indianapolis, Indiana to ride in the parade, host a few events at my good old state's biggest event of the year. One of the biggest events in the country, the Indianapolis 500. Make sure if you're at the Indianapolis 500, come out and say hi to me. I would love to meet you. Love to see you. It's kind of fun. One of my old buddies in college, Victor Oladipo, who now plays for the Indianapolis Pacers, he is driving the pace car in the race, and I'm just going to hang out and wave in the parade.
That's so fun.
So I'm going back home to Winona Lake, Indiana, and the Indianapolis 500. I'll be there later tonight. Ashley.
You're a little hype right now.
I am a little hype. Allergies get me going. I think it's Claritin.
Really? I think it makes you sleepy.
I don't know what it is anymore. Hey, in honor of National Military Appreciation Month, that's what this month is. National Military Appreciation Month. Thank you to everybody out there who has served our country. We really appreciate you. On this podcast, we are able to speak openly and honestly and freely because of what you have done. So thank you. Luna Grill debuted the Warrior Wrap, made with gyros, simply seasoned fries, spicy yogurt sauce, feta, tomato, and lettuce on a choice of multigrain, lavish, or pita. $1 from each Warrior Wrap sold during the month of May will benefit two amazing veterans organizations, Hope for the Warriors and the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. With 45 locations in Southern California and Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, Luna Grill offers wholesome, fresh-to-order Mediterranean cuisine in a contemporary setting. Visit lunagrill.com and follow Luna Grill on Instagram at Luna Grill for updates. Hey, Luna Grill, thank you. Also, thank you to everybody out there who has served our country once again. The Almost Famous podcast really, really does look up to everything that you're doing. Hey, thank you to all the amazing guests today. Ashley, thank you for just opening up your heart and sharing with us. I got some videos for everybody out there listening. I'll post them. thanks to our current bachelorette, Becca.
And, you know, the Bachelorette premieres Monday night at 8 o'clock, 7 Central on ABC.
Make sure you email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. Congratulations, Ashley. And with that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. See you later.
Follow the Ben and Ashley Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.